Hello, fellow Weckers. Bert and Joni Plaster here, speaking to you from Chiang Mai, Thailand, where we just moved a few days ago. And we are going to speak more about ourselves at a later time. But today we wanted to speak with you about something really encouraging that came out of the recent new ILT forming time and focus time. And that is Christ-centered communities. And I did want to share a little bit about how that came about. Because as we met together and we prayed about what God would have us share about and focus on during these next few years, all the ideas that we had, we just at some point just offered them all up to the Lord and surrendered them to see what he would give back to us. And what he gave back to us was Christ-centered communities. As all of WEC and as individual teams and branches to grow in being Christ-centered communities. And out of that, the other ministries, reaching the unreached, that the Lord has called us to. So, Joni, why do you think that God is calling us to grow in being Christ-centered communities?
Well, Bert, I think the Lord has had that idea. He's emphasized all through the scriptures. But at this time, there is a certain urgency that he's brought it to us so that we'll all be facing in the same direction at the same time. And so I think we'll find out in these next months and few years what he has in mind.
Yeah. And I have to say that something really lifted in my spirit when we received that from the Lord. And we know that God himself is building us together into a dwelling for himself. And so if he's doing that, then being focused on him, being Christ-centered communities is so important for us. And what does it mean to be a Christ-centered community? I think that's something that we're going to be exploring in the days to come, and then actually in the months and even years to come. So that's something that we'll go deeper into as a whole organization and as teams. And we'll need to think about things like, what does it mean to be Christ-centered myself? What does it mean to be Christ-centered in my team? What does that mean about my relationships? And what does that mean about my ministry? And that's something that we all need to pray about.
Yes. When it's the Lord's idea, it's not an option. And but it doesn't mean it's going to be easy. And we know that it might look very different for your team than it is for our team here in Thailand, the ILT, but we're just getting to know each other as well, like new workers. So we will be able to pray very from the heart for you, because we're going through the same thing.
You know, a really encouraging vision came to me, a picture came to me suddenly as we were having breakout groups and considering what this might mean for us. And the picture that I had was that as the Lord speaks to us at every branch, every team, every place in the world, that the Lord will be bringing the same message, that we'll be able to hear what the Lord is saying to us here at the ILT and someone in any other country and say, yes, yes, that's what the Lord is speaking to my heart as well. So we'll be exploring in the next months about the Christ-centered communities and what that means for us. And we would just encourage you to explore where you are for yourself and for your own team, what Christ growing to be a Christ-centered community means for you.
And if you would like to mention something the Lord is showing you, or a dream he's giving you, something new in the scripture you've read over it, but it never hit you that way before, and it's affecting your team, we're just a text away.
God bless you.
God bless you.
See you soon.
Bye-bye.